Nolte, Migrant Pressure Forces Germany to Rename Anne Frank Daycare Center, Report. By John Nolte on November 7, 2023. German media report that the Anne Frank Daycare Center in a small German town will be renamed because migrant parents objected. The Jerusalem Post wrote, emphasis added. The Anne Frank Daycare Center in Tangerhout, which has been operating for generations, is set to undergo a name change. The decision to rename the daycare center, named after the most famous Jewish girl, has sparked controversy. The idea of changing of name of Frank, who tragically died in a concentration camp at the age of 15, has come from migrant parents, according to the daycare center's director. It is reported that parents with migrant backgrounds feel uncertain about the name and find it challenging to explain to their children, the report said. If you were to ask me to name the world's least controversial icons, Anne Frank would be at the top of that list. After two terrifying years of hiding in an attic, she was a child, a mere 15 years old, when the Nazis murdered her in Auschwitz, the most notorious of the Third Reich's death camps. Anne Frank was the purest of victims at the hands of one of the purest evils the world has ever seen. But some German migrants find it challenging to explain Anne Frank to their children? This has nothing to do with any of that. This is the same anti-Semitic from the river to the sea Jewish hate impulse that we see tearing down posters of those kidnapped in Israel on October 7 by the savages in Hamas. It's the opposite of never again. It's we can do it again if we erase the memory of Jewish victims. Watch, women tear down posters of Israeli kidnapping victims in North London. And then for the town to agree to such an obscene request. Naturally, it is justifying this obscenity under the sheep's clothing of diversity. Good heavens, the crimes committed against enlightenment in the name of diversity are now legion. City officials remain steadfast in their decision to change the name, the report explains. The renaming is part of a broader concept that aims to celebrate the diversity of the children attending the daycare center, said the city's mayor, Andreas Brahm. Ultimately, the parents and employees wanted a name that was more child-friendly and better suited to their concept. Their needs are more important than the global political situation. Since 1970, for 53 years, this daycare center has operated just fine, honoring little Anne Frank. Naming the center after this young victim was a brilliant way to teach children never again to relate to a murdered child guilty of nothing more than being Jewish. Without vetting or planning, Germany imported the Third World. And now, with the help of Quislings and the kind of narcissists who believe anything they do in the name of diversity makes them virtuous, the type of mentality that finds it challenging to explain Anne Frank to their children is taking over the country. We no longer need to ask, how is something like the Holocaust allowed to happen? We see it in Democrat-run cities across our own country. We see it on Democrat-run college campuses. We see it in the Democrat Party. We see it in the left-wing corporate media. And we see it in Germany here and here, in the flames of a synagogue. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.